Third Year at Mallory Towers by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. A New Girl for Mallory Towers. Daryl was busy helping her mother to pack her clothes to take back to boarding school. Her little sister Felicity was watching, wishing that she too was going with Daryl. "Cheer up, Felicity," said Daryl. "You'll be coming back with me in September, won't you, Mother?" "I hope so," said her mother. "Miss Grayling said she thought she'd have room for her then." "Oh, Daryl, surely you don't want all those books. They make your trunk so heavy." "Mother, I do," said Daryl. "And do let me take my roller skates. We're allowed to skate round the court now. It's such fun." "All right," said Mrs. Rivers. "But it means unpacking half the trunk, because they must go at the bottom. Oh, dear, did we mark your new bedroom slippers?" "No," groaned Daryl. "Felicity, be a darling and mark them for me. Matron absolutely goes off the deep end if she finds anything not marked." Felicity darted off to get a pen. She was 11, and Daryl was 14. How she longed to go to Mallory Towers too. According to Daryl, it was the finest school in the world. "I wish we hadn't got to call for that new girl," said Daryl, bent over her trunk. "What's her name now, Mother? I keep forgetting it." "Zerelda," said her mother. "Zerelda Brass." "Golly," said Daryl. "Zerelda! Whatever will she be like?" "Oh, all right, I expect," said Mrs. Rivers. "She's American, you know, but our English grandmother has..."